everybody. Welcome to the podcast, Language of Love. This episode is going to be about embryonic vocal password learning and superb fairy wrens. Thanks for listening.
Who's there?
Just me.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Raven.
Today, we are going to be talking about some fall business. Specifically, we are going to be talking about the newest development in the veritable arms race between fairy wrens and cuckoos.
For some context, let's talk about what problem cuckoos pose for other birds. Cuckoos are brood parasites, which means that they trick other species of birds into raising their young. When the parent birds are away from a nest, the cuckoo will sneak in and lay its egg there among the other normal eggs. The bird parents are unable to tell the difference between their own and the cuckoo's eggs, so they will end up spending time and energy raising the cuckoo chick that hatches.
Obviously, other birds don't want to waste resources raising chicks that aren't even their own, but how can they get around the cuckoo's trickery?
That's a very good question, as I think the answer is that it can be tricky for birds to find a clean, easy solution to the threat of brood parasites.
Definitely. The most important thing is accuracy. There are generally only three outcomes when brood parasites are involved. 1. The parents evict the cuckoo chick successfully. 2. The parents aren't able to pick up on the fact that there is an intruder in the nest, and they waste food and care on a chick that isn't theirs. And 3. The parents end up being too strict in trying to decide which chicks are and aren't theirs, and they end up abandoning their own young.
Essentially, 2/3 of these options are pretty bad for the parents.
Yep.
That makes the superb fairy wren solution all the more impressive. They have a fitting name, I guess.
Similar to the example of someone knocking at the door and needing to confirm their identity before being let in, these superb fairy wrens sing to their eggs in order to teach the embryos a vocal password.
When we talk about vocal passwords, we're essentially talking about songs that contain distinct elements like chirps, pitches, and repeated trills. The mother will sing her song to the eggs as she nests on them, and the hope is that if a cuckoo tries to sneak their eggs in, the brood parasite's eggs won't have had enough time to listen, in a sense, to the mother's song, and therefore won't be able to sing the song back to the mother once it hatches.
This fascinating look into how fairy wrens are reacting to the threat of brood parasites is thanks to the research of Diane Colombelli Negro and her colleagues from Flinders University in Australia. All the information about vocal passwords and the wrens that we've talked about stems from how their team recorded audio from various fairy wren nests in South Australia.
What they found was that chicks who were able to best mimic the song their mother had sung to the nest before the eggs had hatched were fed more than chicks who were not as musically inclined. Also, the researchers discovered that when they played the cry of a cuckoo near the nest of the fairy wrens, the wrens spent more time and effort into singing songs to their eggs in hopes that the vocal password trick could later help them identify if a cuckoo egg had slipped into the nest.
To go back to what we were talking about earlier about how the wrens need to be accurate in determining if there is an imposter in their chick's midst, this technique of the vocal password is a fairly effective way of weeding out brood parasites. Generally, the cuckoos will sneak their eggs into the nest later in the nesting season, so the cuckoo chicks that hatch won't know the password. This way, the wrens are able to know with a good degree of certainty that when they sing to a chick and it can't sing back the correct song, the chick they are kicking out of the nest or abandoning likely isn't theirs.
It's a very clever workaround, but I think we've talked about this enough. Let's go to the expert.
Due to the fact that vocal passwords are not biologically transmitted and are instead an example of embryonic learning, could you talk about other functions embryonic learning might serve in the wrens? In other words, if the mechanisms to teach these vocal passwords to the wren eggs were in place before the prevalence of vocal passwords was used as a tool in the arms race with the cuckoos, what else could embryonic learning be used for?
So that's actually a very good question, and it's one that we started investigating. So we know that this incubation call exists in other species of fairy wrens and in other species of birds. And in other fairy wren species, we found that female will feed preferably the good learners. So within the clutch, if there's chicks that are better learners than others, or even between nests, the female would feed those chicks more than the ones that are not learning as well as the other nestlings. So it seems to me that this embryonic password or this embryonic learning could serve as an indication of quality and ability to learn. And there could be a signals that the females and the male, obviously, as well, could use to decide to invest into the good offspring. Because obviously, the ability to learn vocally has implication not just from a nestling point of view, you're going to get fed or you're not going to get fed, but also has implication, you know, across your life stage, where as an adult, when you start learning your song, you might have an ability to learn more elements and therefore establish yourself into better territories.
Now for the next question. What do you think leads to the cyclical fluctuations in cuckoo prevalence in the wren's nests across the years? In other words, what leads to years in which cuckoos are more successful in infiltrating nests as opposed to years where the wrens manage to identify and evict many of the brood parasites?
Okay, so there's two phenomena happening here. First of all, the cuckoo prevalence within an area will change from year to year. So cuckoos are not sedentary. They do not stay in the same area all year round. They tend to migrate. The second mechanism in place is the fact that the females is not using the embryonic password as a single cue. We think it's kind of like a series of cues that they use, number of cuckoos in the areas, the presence of a single nestling in the nest, the embryonic password. And so you need to have all those cues for her to make the decision. But also the decision is vary a lot based on the experience of the female. So a younger female is more likely to accept the cuckoo versus an older female.
What factors influence the composition of a wren's vocal password? For example, might wrens incorporate similar patterns of notes into their passwords to the password of their parents?
So this is a question we're currently investigating. So at the moment, what we define as a password is one specific element, which is the element B. And it's the similarities between element B of the female and the element B of the nestling that we call this vocal similarity. However, there's other elements within the incubation calls, and so we're investigating whether that is important or not.
Well, that was interesting.
It was.
And this isn't a closed case either.
No, I think based on the fact that these cuckoos and wrens are locked into a sort of arms race, almost we can expect there to be follow-up research into, say, how the cuckoos might start finding ways to get around the vocal password failsafe.
I think all the possibilities for how this could play out in nature could drive someone cuckoo. Thank you so much for being a superb co-host, Raven, and I hope everyone at home has learned a little bit about the amazing avian world out there.
Thank you so much, everybody.
The call of the superb fairy wren that is heard within this podcast is taken from Birds of Huon, Tasmania, an account found on YouTube and is used under a fair use license. All other sound effects can be found on freesound.org and were also used under a free use license. The credit for these can be found in the notes section of the webpage. Thank you.